这里是东方都市广播 FM89.9 AM792， 全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分考试现在开始。这里是东方都市广播 FM89.9 AM792， 全国大学英语四六级考试上海考区英语四级听力部分考试现在开始。
听力考试马上开始，请戴上耳机。录音开头有一段试听声音，约一分半钟。听力考试将在试音结束后正式开始，现在开始试音。
In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations.At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear. Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read. A. At the office. B. In the waiting room.C. At the airport. D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A. At the office is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
试音结束。听力考试现在开始。
College English Test, Band 4, Part 3, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions...will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.Sean's been trying for months to find a job, but I wonder how he could get a job when he looks like that.
Oh, that poor guy. He really should shave himself every other day, at least, and put on something clean.
What do we learn about Sean?
Question 12. I wish Jane would call when she knows she'll be late. This is not the first time we've had to wait for her.
I agree. But she does have to drive through very heavy traffic to get here.
What does the man imply?
Question 13. Congratulations. I heard your baseball team is going to the Mid-Atlantic Championships.
Yeah, we're all working real hard right now.
What is the women's team doing?
Question 14. John's been looking after his mother in the hospital. She was injured in a car accident 2 weeks ago and is still in critical condition.
Oh, that's terrible. And you know, his father passed away last year.
What do we learn about John?
Question 15. What a boring speaker. I could hardly stay awake.
Well, I don't know. In fact, I think it's been a long time since I've heard anyone as good.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 16. I'm having a lot of trouble with logic, and it seems my professor can't explain it in a way that makes sense to me.
You know, there's a tutoring service on campus. I was about to drop statistics before they helped me out.
What does the man mean?
Question 17. This is a stylish overcoat. I saw you wearing it last week, didn't I?
Oh, that wasn't me. That was my sister Jill. She's in your class.
What does the woman mean? Question 18. Jane, suppose you lost all your money while taking a vacation overseas. What would you do?
Well, I guess I'd sell my watch or computer or do some odd jobs till I could afford a return plane ticket.
What are the speakers talking about?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hello, Professor Johnson.
Hello, Tony. So what shall we work on today?
Well, the problem is that this writing assignment isn't coming out right. What I thought I was writing on was to talk about what a particular sport means to me, one I participate in.
What sport did you choose?
I decided to write about cross-country skiing.
What are you going to say about skiing?
That's the problem. I thought I would write about how peaceful it is to be out in the country.
So why is that a problem?
As I start describing how quiet it is to be out in the woods, I keep mentioning how much effort it takes to keep going. Cross-country skiing isn't as easy as some people think. It takes a lot of energy, but that's not part of my paper, so I guess I should leave it out. But now I don't know how to explain that feeling of peacefulness without explaining how hard you have to work for it. It all fits together. It's not like just sitting down somewhere and watching the clouds roll by. That's different.
Then you'll have to include that in your point. The peacefulness of cross-country skiing is the kind you earn by effort. Why leave that out? Part of your point you knew beforehand, but part you discovered as you wrote. That's common, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the topic of the man's writing assignment? Question 20. What problem does the man have while working on his paper? Question 21. What does the woman say is common in writing papers?
Conversation 2.
Good evening, and welcome to this week's Business World, a program for and about business people. Tonight we have Mr. Angelino, who came to the United States 6 years ago and is now an established businessman with 3 restaurants in town. Tell us, Mr. Angelino, how did you get started?
Well, I started off with a small diner. I did all the cooking myself, and my wife waited on tables. It was really too much work for 2 people. My cooking's great, and word got around town about the food. Within a year, I had to hire another cook and 4 waitresses. When that restaurant became very busy, I decided to expand my business. Now, with 3 places, my main concern is keeping the business successful and running smoothly.
Do you advertise?
Oh, yes. I don't have any TV commercials because they're too expensive. But I advertise a lot on radio and in local newspapers. My children used to distribute ads in nearby shopping centers, but we don't need to do that anymore.
Why do you believe you've been so successful?
I always serve the freshest possible food, and I make the atmosphere as comfortable and as pleasant as I can so that my customers will want to come back.
So you always aim to please the customers?
Absolutely. Without them, I would have no business at all.
Thank you, Mr. Angelino. I think your advice will be helpful to those just starting out in business.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What is the woman's occupation? Question 23. What do we learn about Mr. Angelino's business at its beginning? Question 24. What does Mr. Angelino say about advertising his business? Question 25. What does the man say contributes to the success of his business?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. There are many commonly held beliefs about eyeglasses and eyesight that are not proven facts. For instance, Some people believe that wearing glasses too soon weakens the eyes, but there is no evidence to show that the structure of eyes is changed by wearing glasses at a young age. Wearing the wrong glasses, however, can prove harmful. Studies show that for adults there is no danger, but children can develop loss of vision if they have glasses inappropriate for their eyes. We have all heard some of the common myths about how eyesight gets bad. Most people believe that reading in dim light causes poor eyesight, but that is untrue. Too little light makes the eyes work harder, so they do get tired and strained. Eye strain also results from reading a lot, reading in bed, and watching too much television. However, although eye strain may cause some pain or headaches, it does not permanently damage eyesight. Another myth about eyes is that they can be replaced or transferred from one person to another. There are close to 1 million nerve fibers that connect the eyeball to the brain. As of yet, it is impossible to attach them all in a new person. Only certain parts of the eye can be replaced. But if we keep clearing up the myths and learning more about the eyes, someday a full transplant may be possible.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What does the speaker want to tell us about eyesight? Question 27. What do studies about wearing the wrong glasses show? Question 28. What do we learn about eye transplanting from the talk? Passage 2. When people care for an elderly relative, they often do not use available community services, such as adult daycare centers. If the caregivers are adult children, they are more likely to use such services, especially because they often have jobs and other responsibilities. In contrast, a spouse, usually the wife, is much less likely to use support services or to put the dependent person in a nursing home. Social workers discovered that the wife normally tries to take care of her husband herself for as long as she can in order not to use up their life savings. Researchers have found that caring for the elderly can be a very positive experience. The elderly appreciated the care and attention they received. They were affectionate and cooperative. However, even when caregiving is satisfying, it is hard work. Social workers and experts on aging offer caregivers and potential caregivers help when arranging for the care of an elderly relative. One consideration is to ask parents what they want before they become sick or dependent. Perhaps they prefer going into a nursing home and can select one in advance. On the other hand, they may want to live with their adult children. Caregivers must also learn to state their needs and opinions clearly and ask for help from others, especially brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters are often willing to help, but they may not know what to do.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. Why are adult children more likely to use community services to help care for elderly parents? Question 30. Why are most wives unwilling to put their dependent husbands into nursing homes? Question 31. According to the passage, what must caregivers learn to do? Passage 3. Since a union representative visited our company to inform us about our rights and protections, my co-workers have been worrying about health conditions and complaining about safety hazards in the workplace. Several of the employees in the computer department, for example, claim to be developing vision problems from having to stare at a video display terminal for about 7 hours a day. The supervisor of the laboratory is beginning to get headaches and dizzy spells because, she says, it's dangerous to breathe some of the chemical smoke there. An X-ray technician is refusing to do her job until the firm agrees to replace its outdated equipment. She insists that it's exposing workers to unnecessarily high doses of radiation. She thinks that she may have to contact the Occupational Safety and Health Administration and ask that government agency to inspect the department. I've heard that at a factory in the area, two pregnant women who were working with paint requested a transfer to a safer department because they wanted to prevent damage to their unborn babies. The supervisor of personnel refused the request. In another firm, the workers were constantly complaining about the malfunctioning heating system, but the owner was too busy, or too mean, to do anything about it. Finally, they all met and agreed to wear ski clothing to work the next day. The owner was too embarrassed to talk to his employees, but he had the heating system replaced right away.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What does the talk focus on? Question 33. What did an X-ray technician ask her company to do? Question 34. What does the speaker say about the two pregnant women working with paint? Question 35. Why did the workers in a firm wear ski clothing to work? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks, numbered from 36 to 43, with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Contrary to the old warning that time waits for no one, time slows down when you are on the move. It also slows down more as you move faster, which means astronauts someday may survive so long in space that they would return to an Earth of the distant future. If you could move at the speed of light, your time would stand still. If you could move faster than light, your time would move backward. Although no form of matter yet discovered moves as fast as or faster than light, scientific experiments have already confirmed that accelerated motion causes a traveler's time to be stretched. Albert Einstein predicted this in 1905 when he introduced the concept of relative time as part of his special theory of relativity. A search is now underway to confirm the suspected existence of particles of matter that move at a speed greater than light and therefore might serve as our passports to the past. An obsession with time, saving, gaining, wasting, losing, and mastering it, seems to have been part of humanity for as long as humans have existed. Humanity also has been obsessed with trying to capture the meaning of time. Einstein used a definition of time for experimental purposes as that which is measured by a clock. Thus, time and time's relativity are measurable by any hourglass, alarm clock, or an atomic clock that can measure a billionth of a second.
Now the passage will be read again. Contrary to the old warning that time waits for no one, time slows down when you are on the move. It also slows down more as you move faster, which means astronauts someday may survive so long in space that they would return to an Earth of the distant future. If you could move at the speed of light, your time would stand still. If you could move faster than light, your time would move backward. Although no form of matter yet discovered moves as fast as or faster than light, scientific experiments have already confirmed that accelerated motion causes a traveler's time to be stretched. Albert Einstein predicted this in 1905 when he introduced the concept of relative time as part of his special theory of relativity. A search is now underway to confirm the suspected existence of particles of matter that move at a speed greater than light and therefore might serve as our passports to the past. An obsession with time, saving, gaining, wasting, losing, and mastering it, seems to have been part of humanity for as long as humans have existed. Humanity also has been obsessed with trying to capture the meaning of time. Einstein used a definition of time, for experimental purposes, as that which is measured by a clock. Thus, time and time's relativity are measurable by any hourglass, alarm clock, or an atomic clock that can measure a billionth of a second.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Contrary to the old warning that time waits for no one, time slows down when you are on the move. It also slows down more as you move faster, which means astronauts someday may survive so long in space that they would return to an Earth of the distant future. If you could move at the speed of light, your time would stand still. If you could move faster than light, your time would move backward. Although no form of matter yet discovered moves as fast as or faster than light, scientific experiments have already confirmed that accelerated motion causes a traveler's time to be stretched. Albert Einstein predicted this in 1905 when he introduced the concept of relative time as part of his special theory of relativity. A search is now underway to confirm the suspected existence of particles of matter that move at a speed greater than light, and therefore might serve as our passports to the past. An obsession with time, saving, gaining, wasting, losing, and mastering it, seems to have been part of humanity for as long as humans have existed. Humanity also has been obsessed with trying to capture the meaning of time. Einstein used a definition of time for experimental purposes as that which is measured by a clock. Thus, time and time's relativity are measurable by any hourglass, alarm clock, or an atomic clock that can measure a billionth of a second.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机，开始第四部分的答题。